Blog Talk Radio.
Jonathan Nelson. There was a song I wanted to play, but we're going to go ahead on and play this one here. Right here. Praise God. He did a remix, and I think it'd be nice if we played a little of that one. So y'all stand by here. We'll praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I was trying to find this remix by Jonathan Nelson. But for some reason or another, this thing keep flipping, but it's all right. It's all good. Praise God. Because I had the thing, and we'll just play this song right here. Praise God. We didn't have to have a song, but I wanted to.
There's something special on the inside of you, and it's time for you to manifest. There's purpose. There's goals. There's ministry. There's a calling. And it's time for you to become everything God has designed and created you to be. Got my brother, Pastor Michael Lampkin. My sister, Pastor Sam Franklin, joining me. Purpose, let's prophesy. Greatness, possibility. Possibility. Now. Now. Now, birthday.
Now, birthday.
Sometimes it don't feel too good. But you gotta get to that promise.
Brothers and sisters, God said you have purpose. And your purpose is in the Word of God, to do the Word of God, to be blessed by the Word of God, to live by the Word of God. We'll ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer at such a time as this, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you again for another beautiful day. Thanking you, Father God, for health, life, and strength, Father God. And most of all, we're thanking you for a mind that we want to learn more of you, Father God. So we ask that you will bless our pastor, continue to use him mightily, Holy Ghost, and let him bring forth the word as you give it to him, Father God. And then, Lord, bless us as we have called in and some of them have listened by internet, that we're able to receive this word, Father God. So we ask that you be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. So we just ask that you continue to have your way in our life, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against any of us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on our pastor, and each and every one of us, Lord, we give you thanks and have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. We're just in agreement that God is moving, and we're thankful for that. You just got to see it in the spirit, brothers and sisters. You have to see it in the spirit. Hallelujah. Well, I want to pick up on where we kind of left off yesterday. Today's lesson is going to pretty much be about persistent faith. You got to have persistent faith. And when I think about what was going on over there in Luke, that woman's faith was persistent. I like how the Messenger Bible, and also like, I think it was, I read out another version too. I think it was, it might have been the Amplified version, but But anyway, in Luke 18, and 1 through 8, we was dealing with this story. It really was a parable. It was a way of trying to get the people to understand God's way of doing things. Because sometimes I like to think of a parable like that, because we don't understand heavenly things with the earthly mind. So God brings an earthly parable so you can have a heavenly mind, if that makes sense. Okay, so he spoke this parable to give the people an illustration of what he's doing, who he is, and pretty much about how God operates. So he used the earthly term to talk about this man who didn't believe in God. I mean, he was, the Bible says he was a judge. He didn't even fear God. And what he cared about man was nothing. But this woman, who happened to be a widow, she just bugged the man. Every day she bugged the man. And she just could not understand why she could not be avenged to the adversary. But anyway, long story short, and it just worried him all the time, worried him. So finally, Jesus gave this illustration that because this man didn't regard anybody, didn't care about anybody, but this woman, because she bugged him so, troubled him, he said, let me go ahead on and give her what she wants, and she'll leave me alone. And so the Bible says that if this man who didn't care anything about God and didn't regard man and didn't care about nothing, if he had this kind of heart, what kind you think that God has? So we have to keep on keeping on, no matter what. Be persistent. Be persistent. You know, so what it didn't work yesterday? Be stubborn about it. Be dogmatic about it. I know it, but you know what? I'm being patient because I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Be steadfast. Yeah. Be determined that you're going to get it. Be determined that, hey, he's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Persevering. And can you imagine? Can you imagine how she was being criticized? You know the man ain't going to do it, ain't going to give it to you. He done told you day in and day out he's not going to do it. See, that's what persistent is. And you got to be persistent in your faith. You can't let every little bump bother you. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I'd really like to pick up where I left off yesterday, because I was talking about keep on, you know, praying no matter what. And then God showed me a couple of things, because don't waver. And I think that's where I kind of left off it over there in verses 4 and 5, is that don't waver. Because things didn't happen the way you thought they should have happened, the way they should have happened. He said, don't waver. Stay on your faith, man. Stand on that. And I know as good as anybody, it doesn't get easy. But here's the thing. I'm going to ask Pastor to find Ephesians 6:13. Let's see. You find Ephesians 6:13 through 14. Because I want you to see what's going on. The power of persistent faith in prayer, it will bring you results. Having the God kind of faith will bring you results. That's the thing. We got to have the God kind of faith. So when he says over there in Luke, well, also in Mark too, but when he says over in Mark to have the God kind of faith, operate just like God operated. That's the kind of faith, just speak it and stand on it and be persistent, and the darkness is not going to comprehend it. But you stand on it, and you ain't getting off of it. But here's 2 points I want to make, and you'll get what I'm talking about. In Ephesians 6:13-14, read that for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor, reading from the King James. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen.
Now I know y'all know this scripture, and I know y'all with that. But you have to stand. You have to be persistent. The reason he tells you to stand, because there's a possibility something's going to be thrown at you. There's a possibility you're going to be pushed. There's a lot of possibilities there, but you stand. I don't care about the wind blowing. I don't care about you stand on that. And then here's why. In 1 Peter 5:8-9, he said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. I went, what? He said, yeah, that's what's going on. So when you read this and understand what was going on, oh, come on, don't do that. What was going on, it's computer, praise God, hallelujah. We don't care about that devil. He says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that ye may be exalted in due time. Well, how do you humble yourself? In the word of God. Okay, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And then he tells you to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is as if he making a lot of noise. What he's trying to do is get you off of your faith. Whatever it is you done asked God for and you standing on, that's why he's coming attacking you. That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I never understood this scripture like this until we got on this lesson. And the Lord said, you got to humble yourself to the word of God. And stand on it. You know, we're talking about faith here. Standing on your faith. And cast all your cares on him. Everything you're dealing with. And stand on it. But pay attention. Yeah. Watch. Whatever you do, watch. Why? Because the devil wants to steal that. He wants to steal your word, man. Whatever word you done stood on or spoken out your mouth. The devil is throwing rocks, big time. Ain't nothing here. What else you got he want? He want to get that word out of you. If the body of Christ ever understand that that's all the devil want to do is get that word out of us and put his word in us. Because, see, I've talked to a lot of people working for the devil. They want to get that word that God then gave you out of you. And they'll do it all kind of ways. They'll twist it, change it, da, da, da. He'll do all this crazy stuff to get you off the word of God. And it's been going on. It's no secret. What you think happened in the Garden of Eden, man?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Satan didn't care. Only thing he cared about was that word. He didn't care anything else about Adam and Eve life. He just didn't want them to operate on that word. So that's why he comes like that. That's why he comes making this noise. But you humble yourself to God. That's all Adam and Eve had to do. We just humble themselves to the word of God. I said, you know, thus says the Lord, The word of God says, greater is he that is in me than he is, so I'm standing on it. Come hell, high water. I'm being persistent. That's it. Just being persistent.
Yeah.
That's what God expects out of us, is to be persistent. And when you do that, you don't allow, you know, let me tell you this. You have to be relentless. Go on and declare the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Then let the Lord say, listen to what the unjust judge said, and will not our God be better than that? If the unjust judge be willing, what you think God gonna do to his children if they keep on crying out to him? And I know there's another teaching out there about, you know, ask God, stand on it, da, da, da. No, you keep on going. You keep on going. And you stand on that scripture. Lord, I'm back here again. Well, why are you there? Lord, I believe you, but I'm back here again.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid. You believe why you, I'm still asking it. I'm still asking. Because I know he's not hard of hearing, but because I'm standing on a word here, it's necessary that I do this.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on is you crying day and night is a relent, you could say, it's a relentless faith, declaring that the word of God is standing in faith. It's crying of faith. It's crying out. Faith is moving. The voice of faith is moving. It's being determined that you're standing on it. Can you imagine the people who died in faith? They hadn't received the promise, but look what they had to go through. Do I need to tell you what Sarah went through? Do I need to tell you what Abel went through? Look at Noah. Rain. What is she talking about, rain? They never rained before. They laughing at it. They laughed at it.
Yeah.
Amen. So you never bring all this Noah's your way. But you stand on that word, man. You know, you be relentless in your faith. You persevere.
Amen.
Don't you move off of it. And I'm gonna tell you again, do not move off of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, don't move off of it, period. Because that's all the devil want to do. He's just like a roaring lion. He want to see who he can, they use that word devout. And let me go to that just for a minute, because I'm thinking about what that word means. Do you know Satan want to devout your faith? That's what that means. He wanted to devour it. He wanted to diminish it. He wanted to destroy it. He wanted to ruin it. You know, he wanted to drain everything. Here's how Satan acts. There's a word called usurp. And this word usurp is better described as like a snake. You know, a snake eat a rat, right? So what a snake does, that snake catch that rat in that corner. And it stares him down, which is, and that rat can't move. That rat can't move. It's like he done put a spell on him. That snake done put a spell on him. And he's looking, he can't move. Meaning he's usurping. He's taking every energy, every ounce he got, and he can't move. And boom, the snake grabbed that rat. And he ain't faster than that rat. But when he takes all his power, when he takes all of his power, he can't do nothing. So So that's what Satan tried to do. He tried to usurp that word. He hit us. He's like a roaring lion. He's making all this noise. He's doing all this stuff just to get you off of the word of God. He want to use you up. He want to consume you. He want to eat you up. Yeah.
Have mercy.
And he does it like you smash something. That's what Satan wanted. When you talk about the violence, he wanna smash everything you got going on. That's why a lot of times, you know, you're trying to do something and you wonder why you're being hit from this way and why you're being hit from that way, you're being hit from the front, being hit from the back. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's the devil trying to devour what you're standing on. And even if it's in your heart, he want to catch it before it get out. He want to catch it before it get out. Because he's the God of this world. He got control over this stuff. And I know y'all going to tell me, oh, yeah, but God is all power. We know that. You got to be ignorant not to know that God got all power. That's not the issue here. That's not what we're talking about, who got the power. I'm talking about who using the power right now. It's just you, because he's your adversary. Let me say that again. He's your adversary. Let me say that one more time. Because see, a lot of people think it's God. The devil ain't God's adversary.
All right.
He's our adversary. The Bible says. I think that's where. Did you read that or did I read that, Pastor?
You read it, Pastor.
Well, I'll go back and read it again. That's why he said, be sober. The opposite of being sober is being drunk. Don't be drunk. Don't be out of your mind. Don't lose it. But stay sober. Be vigilant. Pay attention. Because your adversary, he ain't God's adversary. He's your adversary.
Right.
So it's your fight. It's your battle. It's real small things as far as God is concerned. Because he's not going to allow anything to happen to you that you don't have power over. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. So when Satan come in like a flood, trust me, Satan can't do nothing with you. You just ain't been told, you ain't told yourself that yet lately. Satan can't do nothing with you. Oh, well, I don't know if I ought to say that. Say it. Say it. And stand on it. Can't do nothing with you.
Yeah.
Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You got Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. You live in the word. You abide in the word. I wish I had a witness there.
Amen.
You're just like God. Because the word lives in you. And because the word lives in you. See, the church have failed to declare who she is. We're always bragging about what sin can do. Sin can't do jack to you. And for those that don't know this, sin, as far as you're concerned, sin don't even exist. Not in your life. Because A, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. B, God made Jesus to be sin for you, so therefore you're not dealing with sin. Three, it's a curse. And God, Jesus took care of all the curses, and you're trying to hold on to them. But that's what I say. That's the kind of stuff Satan uses. That's why you have to be persistent, man. You have to be dedicated to that word. Steadfast. Got to be able to stop it.
Amen.
I like to think of not only being firm, but be hard-headed. Yeah, be singleness of mind with singleness of purpose. Your purpose is to see the faith work in your life. And you're going to see it. Because you know why? You're gonna be persistent with it.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing going to move you. You ain't moved by that crazy stuff. Let Satan act all he want to act. So when you read Ephesians 6, when you read Ephesians 6, I'm thinking about is that woman. You know why? Because you're going to put the whole armor of God on so you'll be able to stand against all the little tricks of the devil. That's what it does.
Yeah.
It's these tricks.
Amen.
You got to know the game, man. You got to know what the game is about. It's just little tricks. Don't mean nothing.
Amen.
I saw a guy the other day on YouTube, and he was trying to repossess this guy's car. Well, this guy whose car he was trying to repossess, this guy knew the game. And he wanted him. He kept on messing with him. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that to my car. And he said, I want you to hit me because I got it on tape. I got it on tape. Hit me. That's what he wanted him to do. But see, that guy knew the game, too. He said, I ain't going to hit you. Because if I hit you and they take this tape to court, I'm the one going down, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the moral of this story is you stand your ground. Don't get caught on tape. Don't
Amen.
Get caught on tape. Because Satan don't have anything over you. Nothing. And don't make me go there, because I will go there. You have the mind of Christ, but you got to stand up and say it. You got to let the redeemed say so. You got to speak that thing and stop giving in to every little sin. To every time there's sin mentioned, you making sin bigger than God. That's just, now, I'm going to tell you something. I rebuke them spirits every day, all day. Everybody want to make sin bigger than God. I mean, you got to stop and listen to yourself sometimes. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Every time a situation come up, you making sin bigger than that. Brother said, let me tell you what. Sin ain't bigger than the righteousness of God. He's given us righteousness through his grace. But you have to operate in faith. See?
Amen.
It's your righteousness if you want it. It's a gift. But I'm gonna leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. But I'm going to tell you, you got to stand having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. That comes from God, man. That's a God thing. That's why you able to have the God kind of faith. Because you're standing in God's word. You operating like God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and I think that's a blessing, too. People won't tell you it's okay to do that, but I'm going to tell you. And then I'm going to show it to you in the word of God, because this is something Jesus said. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. I didn't say that. In Mark 11:22, he said this. You got to hear this with your spirit, man. And Jesus answered and said unto them, everybody. As they say in Georgia, everybody. He said everybody. And Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's a God kind of faith. In other words, like God, act like God, talk like God, in God. That's what you trust, that in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you believe. That's what you're standing on. That's your substance. Have faith in God. In other words, have the God kind of faith. I'm going to leave it right there. Because maybe tomorrow I'll pour out some things about God kind of faith, what it look like, what it act like, what that look like. I believe somebody could tell me right now. If I open this thing up right now, I think somebody could tell me what the God kind of faith is. Matter of fact, I think it will. And if you don't, come in tomorrow, and I'm going to show you the God kind of faith. Because that's what he just said. He just said that. Have faith in God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because you know what Jesus had did, right? I mean, you know what he did just previously. He didn't show his divinity. That ain't what he did. All he did was just curse that fig tree. And he died. He killed it from the root. And the disciples was amazed. Woo! Jesus, look what you did. Yeah, they came back 3 days later. Jesus said, ain't nothing you can do that. Matter of fact, you can speak to that mountain, tell it to get out of the way. He said, well, how do you do that, Jesus? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. So Jesus answered them. He answered and said, here's how it's done. Have faith in God. In other words, have the God kind of faith, you can do it. Now, if you don't know what that means, remember, go back to Genesis, and you'll start seeing the God kind of faith. Go to Romans 4, you'll see the God kind of faith. You call those things to be not as though they were. And then you don't waver. You be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You care nothing about no darkness coming over there, challenging that. You care about you going to be challenged. One more little nugget. Now, I'll go. Write the vision. Don't make me go to Habakkuk. Write the vision and make it plain. A lot of y'all don't write the vision. You got to write the vision down, man, so you can see it and look at it and every day confess it. And be exact. If you want $20, that's your vision. So, Lord, thank you for $20. And you keep saying it, and you be persistent with it. Lord, thank you for the $20. Lord, thank you for the $20. It's coming.
Amen.
Lord, your word says above all, you want me to prosper and be in good health. I need this $20, and I want this $20. And Lord, manifest it. And you write that down. Now write the vision. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Anybody going to beat you up? Ain't nobody bidding you. Write your vision and put it on a piece of paper. And I mean, if you're scared, but don't be scared. First of all, perfect love casts out all fear. You're doing God thing. You're going to post it. You're going to put it on some poster papers. You're going to put some tape on it, something. And so you can see it. So you can see your vision. If you want healing, find them healing scripture and write them down. And look at them every day.
Yeah.
Be relentless.
Yeah.
Go at it like a madman. Like ain't nothing going to stop you. Okay. Praise God. We're at the part where if somebody have a word they want to share or a spiritual motivation or, matter of fact, anything that you, the Lord done put in your spirit, let's share it. Just press one. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's have to read in Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 14 from the New Living Translation. It says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will be standing firm. Let me read that part again. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. Amen.
Amen. And if no one told you, I'm going to tell you, God lets you use his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
People don't take that lightly. They're just like, I asked an evangelist, Sharon, Let me use your car. She'd give me the keys and say, okay, go where you want to go. That's what God does with righteousness. He give you his righteousness. He gave it to you. Remember 2 Corinthians? See, people, they ain't getting it. I know they ain't getting it. Or either they don't believe it. You have righteousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I won't hear no buts when it comes to that kind of stuff. If God done decreed it and declared, uh-huh. I'm gonna do the same thing. Don't
Amen.
Care what it looks like. I'm standing
Amen.
On it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think just Kaylin Carr said, every time the devil says I'm something, I'm gonna say I'm not. Everything he said what I'm not, I'm gonna say I am that.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, you're going to declare what the word of God called you. God didn't call you stupid.
Yeah.
He called you righteous.
Amen. Yeah.
He called you, God called you righteous. You're the very righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
The delay in that is that you won't speak it. You won't say it. Let the
mm-hmm.
redeemed say it. Go on and say that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. I ain't gonna call you out. Anybody else? I know yesterday I was getting ready to hang up and Evangelist Sharon, she came with a mighty word.
Yeah.
And you know, we just going to start praying that God start just using her more. Listen, brothers and sisters, I love for you guys to engage. Believe me.
Yeah.
Especially when you got a word of wisdom, you got a word of knowledge, you got a, you know, you got a mighty word from God. I enjoy that. And not only do I enjoy it, I'm inspired by that.
Amen.
Because that's what's coming from God.
Yeah, amen. Praise God.
So I got a couple other people here. I know you wanna. I ain't calling you out. I know the Lord and I spoke to your heart and told you to say something. You ain't got to worry about saying the wrong thing. I'll make sure you don't do that.
That's right.
Trust me.
Amen.
I'll make sure you don't say the wrong thing. The devil is a lie.
Mhm.
And what we're not going to do is give him credit. What we're going to do is we're going to praise God and give God the glory.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says in the book of Acts, so mightily grew the word of God. I want to see the word of God begin to grow in certain people on this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Paul said, not that I speak in respect to monk. For I have learned that in whatsoever state I am, to be content. See, I know how to be content. I know how to be independent of the circumstances. I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know. I want you to know, no matter what's going on, you're independent of that. You're living by what the Word of God says.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well. Some people say, well, you know, I don't know when you're going to close. Yeah, you're right. I be led by the Spirit, whatever God say. I remember the time when I was working, I had to hurry up and get out so I can go back to work. Well, Satan, news alert. News alert. I can stay on this thing all day, all night. It's all right with me. I told that this morning. See, I'm not ashamed of this gospel because I know it's the truth. It's the truth. Not a truth, but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if no one else, we'll see you all on tomorrow.